The Czech Republic's Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has launched a new project to help teachers in primary and secondary schools make history classes more engaging. Called Obrazy Války, or Images of War, it focuses on the period of the Second World War and provides teachers with alternative study materials based on photographs and film clips. Ruth Franková has the details.
Czech teachers are often criticized for teaching history in an old-fashioned way, still based mainly on memorizing facts. Historian Čeněk Pícha, one of the authors of the project Images of War, says that while traditional textbooks are still an important source of information, they frequently fail to engage modern-day children.
We decided to this project because we are thinking that communication in our society is based on the exchange of images. It's obvious from the popularity of platforms like Instagram, and it's for teachers to prepare some materials for classroom to make the classroom or history education more accessible maybe for children, because this communication with images is something what children and pupils know from everyday life. So we are trying to speak with their language also.
The website Images of War is divided into two parts. The first one, called Events, focuses on key moments from the period between the years 1938 and 1945. The authors deliberately chose events with a long-standing effect on the country's history, such as the establishment of the Protectorate Bohemia and Moravia, or the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, the Nazi governor of the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. The second, more experimental part of the project is called Images and offers sets of photos and film clips that enable students to see the historical events from the Second World War from a different perspective. Mr. Bicha says that with direct witnesses of the Second World War gradually dying out, historians have been searching for alternative methods how to speak about the event and how to mediate the experience to school children.
We have records of witnesses. It's really important to work with records, but I think that also film clips and sources from popular culture are important for history education about the Second World War. There is a lot of discussions, a lot of emotions about the Second World War, so it's important to prepare children and students for the discussions and orient them in this topic. So I think it's still really important experience of the Czech society that's important still today.
Apart from teaching students about the key events of their country's history, the project Images of War also focuses on teaching them how to interpret historical texts and images and how to recognize propaganda. Images of War is just one of a number of educational projects prepared by the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes in recent years. 2 years ago, for instance, historians launched a website called Socialism Realized, focusing on English-speaking audiences with no experience of what it is like to live in a communist regime.